you ever hear of the kind of skin that growth that might grow up around a wound and it would have to be cut out?
And did you ever hear of the kind of skinless
brown flesh? Did you ever hear that?
Never
cut out. What is a brown medicine that they used to put on cut? It stings. What?
Brown?
How about
brown? Yeah.
How about eye?
Iodine?
Yeah. And how about
iodine stain?
How about eye?
Almost.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
I've just heard of
them. They don't sting much either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My thylate of buddy.
I've just heard of them. It's worse than the cut, I guess.
A thylate.
What do you call the stuff they used to give as a tonic for malaria?
Worse than the cut, I guess.
What do you call the tonic in gin and tonic?
Tonic for malaria.
I still don't kind of water.
It's also starts with a Q. Quinn.
Quinine water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Start.
That's
and
what you mix vodka with.
I guess you could.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah. Okay. And if somebody got shot in
why not?
Cover, you'd say
okay.
Any other way of saying
it? If somebody got shot,
any joking way of saying it?
All right. Any other way of saying
it? If somebody you didn't like, you'd say
any,
that old miser
joking
violent.
Way of saying
it? The bastard's gone.
Somebody didn't like that.
Okay. And you might say he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he...
Okay. And you might say he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what
he... Well, if you didn't know, what
he died?
Died.
Yeah, or died.
Do you say died?
Well, if you didn't know, what
he died?
You say died.
We talked about where the body's buried and all that, didn't we? That sounds familiar to me. Okay, if somebody's troubled, you might say it'll all come out all right. Just
don't worry about it.
Okay, if somebody
and a disease of the joints,
come out all right,
it's called...
It's a gout.
Arthritis. And a disease of the joints that old
people
get called.
Was it arthritis, you mean?
Arthritis.
You get that? It's in your foot or in your leg? Or
it's there in the toe.
In the toe? Is it from eating too much?
Yeah,
that's what I always heard.
Drinking too much.
From eating too much? That's what I always heard.
Drinking too much hair.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I didn't know
what
that.
What I heard. What? Yeah, I've read doctors and lawyers and don't get much exercise and they go out and shoot a bunch of arrows and they all have rich birds and lawyers and take all that food and they go out and shoot a bunch of feathers.
I shouldn't think you get it from playing tennis then. What they used to call a sore throat that children would get that would make them die, they'd choke in the night?
What they
you get a shot
sore throat that children would get that would make them die, they'd choke in the night?
You get a shot.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, that's it. And how about the disease?
I didn't know that you diphtheria.
Yeah, that's And how about... I guess that's right.
If you throw
crew.
Is that the same as crew?
I guess that's right.
Hell, I had diphtheria when I was in damn dog. It never affected
did
my
you?
Throat.
Is that the same? It's usually children that get it.
Did
you? Well, what's the disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Usually children that get it.
Yellow.
And if you have your appendix out, you say you had an attack of what? Really? Did they take them out? Did they find
it? They did.
Okay.
They took something out because they weren't going to lose it.
Did they take them out?
We got them.
Okay. Whatever they got, they said it was the appendix.
That's it.
Okay.
We got them.
If you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you would say that you had it.
Okay. If you ate something you didn't agree with,
is that the polite way to say it? Is that the polite way to say it? What's...
I don't know.
What's the worst way to say it? What?
The worst way to say it?
Yeah. What's the worst way to say it?
Well, the only way that I would say it was... she had to throw up.
Are there any funny ways to say it?
It probably is, but I don't know.
Okay. And if you had to do that, you'd say you were sick where?